Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I've been absolutely burning up the lines. And you take the conversation we had yesterday and KD, LeBron, who would you want more? Is any of this realistic? I've been trying my best to burn up the lines. And this is all I'll say. The longer I go, the more people I talk to, the more I try to learn about all the ins and outs of it. I'm telling you right now that this Kevin Durant thing could happen.
Sure. Absolutely. It
could
happen.
This is realistic.
It's real. And I think realistic. If you look at it first on the side of Phoenix, will they trade Kevin Durant? And I would put that right now at a safe 50-50. 50% chance they trade him, 50% chance they don't trade him and they stay with him. I would imagine that might go up as the offseason rolls out. So if they are going to trade Kevin Durant, I would give the Warriors more than a fighting chance to reacquire him. KD likes playing with Steph. We know that. KD's had success playing for Golden State. We know that. The Warriors do have some attractive assets. Maybe not the most attractive assets, and we can get into it with Eric Pincus at 3:15, exactly what is available for the Warriors to trade. And the final piece of it, Mark, is the Warriors owner, Joe Lacob, he is aggressive, as Teddy KGB would say.
I like that.
Aggressive.
Yep.
He is going to try to do something to make something happen. He's not just going to sit on his hands and hope Wiggins plays harder next year.
I think that's his first choice, but there, you know, I will both fan the flames and then show up with a garden hose, which is to say, these things that they may be dreaming about, that we're talking about and dreaming about, they very well may not be available to them. But if they are, will Joe pounce? Put it this way. Even if Joe thinks it's probably not the right thing to do, I absolutely believe he'll do it. How often have you boarded a plane to Las Vegas, Nevada?
Probably 20 times.
Okay. What is your mood when you get on the plane?
Jubilant.
Okay.
Usually a little bit buzzed, a little tipsy.
What are the chances that it's going to go well?
The trip?
Yeah.
Probably about, wow, it depends on what you mean by go well, but no, win money.
Yes. Just,
probably 1-8.
Just casino.
About 1-8.
1-8. Yet you are.
And that one was this year, by the way.
Yet you are jubilant.
Yeah.
You are walking a foot above ground. You cannot wait to get there. And even after it goes poorly 7 out of 8 times, you fly home in depression and start planning your next trip.
Right.
And that's how I view this offseason for the Warriors. You mean to tell me that Joe Lacob is going to be presented with something potentially now shiny, the ability to look like a show again, the ability to get fans excited, interested, and buzzing, and national TV audiences lining up? Even if you look at it and go, eh, the chances are not great here. This could set us back. Ah, gosh, the percentages are not great here. Yep, let's do it.
Right.
I have the hardest time believing that if something like this presents itself, that Lacob's going to say no. I just have a hard time with that.
Yeah, especially when you think about what it would mean either way. So if you start to look at the cost-benefit analysis, yes, Clay would be gone, and maybe Wiggins, and who knows what else, and you're going to probably have to give up a couple of draft picks, 2, maybe 3. You're giving up assets, things that are both known and unknown, and what you're getting back is, it's both known and unknown, because Kevin's getting older. He'll be 36 next year, and you've already got an old team. So what are you really trying to do? Are you trying to take your team and turn it into a championship contender? Well, yeah, but this is not necessarily going to make that goal much more likely. But what you're trying to do is make your team more interesting again and more exciting, and give Steph a chance to maybe take that step and get back to the finals again.
All right, Dibs, I'm about to unveil my package.
I like it.
Okay? Grandy, relax.
Whoa.
Let's cut
just
that.
Just relax. No, please, I don't. I gave that. Yeah, don't. I don't want to
be. It's a yellow card caution early.
No, I'm about to unveil the package, and I'm going to admit something to you first. And that is,
it's not an impressive package.
Well, I don't even know if it's legal. It's a barely legal package, potentially. I don't know. In other words, I want to be very open with the audience in terms of what I know and what I don't know. I am not a capologist. I don't wear an apron. I don't know. I know what the first apron is. I know what the second apron is. I understand a lot of the penalties that come along with it. But there are so many intricacies to these kinds of deals. I'm not going to act like I know fully, well, they can do this, they can't do that. So I'm going to make my package a preliminary package.
Okay.
And then Eric Pincus of the Bleacher Report, who wrote about the Suns' problems and is an expert on this stuff and joins us in exactly 1 hour, we will pepper him with specific questions, both about the Warriors, the Suns, the rules, and the package. Now, we have done some pre-texting, some preliminary on the preliminary with regard to what the package could look like. And here's all I'll say before we unveil it, because I also want you
to
hear
it. It's a lot of build up for your package.
It's a lot of build up. I get it. When I unveil the package, you're going to want to do it.
Well, I have a feeling, of course, I'll want to do it, but will they want to do it?
You're all going to want to do it.
Phoenix?
Sure.
They may not be impressed by your package.
Phoenix is not going to get an impressive package.
They might get a more impressive package than the package you're trying to offer.
Phoenix is not in a spot to get an impressive package.
They might get a more impressive one, but I'm eager to hear your package.
I doubt it. These deals, as you know, very, very complex. Kevin Durant makes $50 million a year.
Correct, yeah.
It is not easy to just be like, we'll take him. You got to put some money together. It's got to be players who actually can still play and make the Phoenix Suns like they still think that they're good. So it has to make them not have some massive fall off. And what they really want is the ability to, while they're still kind of trying to stay good, they get a parachute. They need a way out. They gave up all of their draft assets. They gave up all of them.
Yeah.
So what do they want back? Draft assets. Now, Monty Poole, our good friend, NBC Sports Bay Area. He's been embedded with the Warriors for as long as I can remember. He knows what's going on with the organization. So for anybody who's listening to us doing the Kevin Durant,
Again, really? We're doing this again.
We're doing like nuts. We're not doing Kevin Durant. Okay, Monty Poole, are we doing Kevin Durant?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
If you're the Warriors, you would be in on Kevin, and the question is whether Kevin would want to come back, because he has said, I don't really regret anything I've done. Didn't regret going to the Warriors. Didn't regret going leaving the Warriors. Didn't regret going to Brooklyn. Don't know if he regrets leaving Brooklyn, but apparently not, because he doesn't. I don't do regrets. You know, I just do what I do, and whatever's supposed to happen is going to happen. I've even seen that KD might go back to OKC. Wow, that would be a serious turn. But yeah, if KD is on the market, the Warriors are shopping.
First of all, I'm really digging the vibe of the music in the background.
Totally,
the Dubs Talk podcast.
Acid jazz is what that
NBC
is.
NBC Sports Barry, set the mood, everybody.
Big time.
Here comes Kevin with a snifter glass.
And I texted you in the thread yesterday about Kevin Durant and I having one thing in common, and I'm glad that we discovered that, because I also don't do regret, Mark, and I believe that what you do in life is what you do, and you can't go back and undo it. So why would you wallow in regret and self-hatred? Now, should KD have left the Warriors? Maybe, maybe not. Should he have gone to Brooklyn? Maybe, maybe not. He did what he did. I said what I said. And here we are, and KD's stuck in Phoenix, and if he forces his way out and he winds up in another bad spot, he won't regret it. Regrets for the weak.
What's that song that you're singing? Do what you do when you did what you did.
That's Jermaine Jackson.
Thank you, Jermaine. I knew it was one
do
of them.
Do what again. You do when you did what you did to me.
To me. To me. Yeah. Good. If KD doesn't do regret, then the Warriors are in great shape.
Yeah.
And I know.
Up in 3 hours, you actually unfurl your package.
Exactly. No, you want me
That's
to
a lot of teasing for your package.
No, I'll give it to you right now.
Give it to me.
All right.
Well, sorry. Go ahead and dump that, Granny. I was,
really don't like this.
I was a little too thirsty for his package right there.
All right. Let's.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Let's move on.
Can we ban the word package?
What's wrong with you people? It's a double entendre.
I can turn your mic off.
I'm going to unveil my trade idea.
Thank you.
For the Warriors and Suns.
I put it in the trade machine.
I didn't. Actually, I haven't put it in the trade machine. I have not put it in the trade machine at all. And actually, well, someone, hey, Grandy, Lucas, one of you guys, or maybe Chickering, this guy's 1,000 feet tall. Somebody come in here and kick me in the mouth. If the first question I ask Eric, like, let me say, how you doing? Let me say hello to him first. But after that, if I ask anything other than, can you please explain to me what is the value of a first round draft pick in the whole matching of salaries and trades? kick me in the face if that's not my first question, because I'm so tired of bringing on these experts and forgetting to ask and still cruising around in life not knowing the answer. I don't know the answer. So let's get the answer. Eric Pincus, 315. All right.
And that's a great question.
Thank you, Buster. All right. My second favorite Buster right there. Buster only. All right. I think that the Warriors could get into discussions with the Phoenix Suns with an idea like this. You are going to have to take Andrew Wiggins. That is going to help with the salary matching. We are also going to opt in to Chris Paul and then trade Chris Paul. Now, the numbers immediately match up right then and there. Chris Paul and Andrew Wiggins for Kevin Durant. However, Suns probably not going to want to do that. You're right. They're going to get a better offer somewhere else. But I would mention quickly two things about those two players. One, Andrew Wiggins might be perfect for the Phoenix Suns. What are they looking for? They got Booker. They got Beal. They want the ball. Kevin Durant wanted the ball. I got an idea. How about if we get a good, solid wing who doesn't care if he doesn't get the ball?
I prefer not to have the ball.
I know someone just like that.
Totally.
Okay?
Good defender.
And Chris Paul. Chris Paul was phenomenal in Phoenix. Yes, he's a little bit older.
A little bit?
Well, not that much older than when he was in Phoenix.
Second oldest player in the association.
Right, but that wasn't that long ago that he was with Phoenix and playing well. I think the memories there are good for both sides, as far as I know. I know they loved him when he was there. His role would be lesser. But my point in saying this is, it's not like those two players would make their stomach turn. Now's where we get to the part of the offer where Phoenix might have a little bit of some say. Hey, Phoenix, we could do two future first-round draft picks, or we could do one for future first-round draft pick and Moses Moody. And you send Kevin Durant. Now, I think that's a viable offer. It is my belief that that is a doable, allowed, within the rules trade. I'm not 100% sure, but I think so. I think that's something that Phoenix would really have a hard time saying no to. And I think that that's something that doesn't turn the stomachs of Warrior fans. Now, there is one thing to add. You're letting Klay Thompson walk. Sorry. You're letting Klay Thompson walk.
Right, right. I think that Phoenix would be in the no camp because,
why?
For one, you're paying Chris Paul $30 million, and as outlined in the Eric Pincus article in Bleacher Report, he joins us at 3:15. They are already over the second apron as well, so they would be paying exorbitant tax penalties for a 39-year-old point guard who may or may not be healthy enough to play a full season.
Remember, so, you're doing that anyway, though. You have Kevin Durant now, so you're not taking on extra money.
Well, if you took on $30 million for Chris Paul and you took on Wiggins would be 26, that would be $56 million coming back, and you're sending out 51. Phoenix, I don't think, is allowed to do that because they're a second apron team as
toss
well.
Toss in another whatever player. Toss in another player.
A Phoenix whatever.
Yeah.
Nasir Little. They wouldn't want to do that.
Whatever. Again, those numbers are close enough to where I think that there can be action within a discussion.
And yeah. If I'm Phoenix, I'm looking at two or three first round picks, not one in Moses Moody. I'd be looking at probably two in Moses Moody or an outright three.
Yeah.
Because you're getting Chris Paul for 1 year at $30 million, and their experience with Chris Paul is already having him get hurt in the biggest moments, and they're not in a championship window anyway.
Exactly.
And you're getting Andrew Wiggins, a player whose stock is not as high as it was 18 months ago.
You're missing something here.
I'm not missing anything.
I think you are.
It's my opinion.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's your opinion. I think we're leaving something out so far.
It's the leverage of Phoenix. They don't have a lot of it.
Absolutely.
And I get that.
So you're not demanding three first-round draft picks. You, Phoenix, are in quicksand. You are up a creek. You are in hot water. You
stink. I love the cliches.
You are in a spot. You're in a really bad spot, and you put yourself there. So the rest of the NBA is not coming to bail you out. And that affects one of these deals.
It does.
Anytime, you know this better than anybody, anytime one of these big names is on the market, the need to get rid of him versus the want or openness to get rid of him affects the leverage and the return. The Suns are not in a spot where they just want to get rid of Kevin Durant. They're in a spot where they need to get rid of Kevin Durant.
But Kevin Durant is still a good enough player to where there will be multiple teams who are going to make offers to trade for him, which moves the price upward.
Also, just like the Warriors getting Chris Paul for Jordan Poole, part of the lure was, Chris Paul, we can get out of this in 1 year.
Right.
And that's what Phoenix would be trading Kevin Durant, which is 2 years, in exchange for Chris Paul, who's only one. That offers draft pick compensation, and it offers some financial flexibility. I think it's viable. Eric will tell us.
Oh, it's definitely viable.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.